Autonomous cars could be a lifeline for people with disabilities once the industry gets around to it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. On our show, we've been talking about accessibility and how technology is or isn't making the world more accessible for people with disabilities. Last month, we spoke with Haben Girma, who's deafblind. She said self-driving cars could be an especially powerful tool.
Imagine the freedom, the independence. I was talking to someone who works at one of these companies, and he said, oh, you know, we're a few years from releasing the car, so maybe 10 years from now, we'll think about disability access.
So how are car companies approaching autonomy and accessibility? And couldn't they include access for all from the ground up? Mark Takahashi works for Edmunds, an auto research site.
It is very likely that they will not have any sort of controls. It'll simply be you tell the car where you want to go, and it takes you there. If you look at the concept for the Google self-driving car from several years ago, it had no pedals and no steering wheel.
So there is a scenario where they could say, we sell a pod. Anybody can get in and out of this pod. You could purchase an aftermarket unit to hold a wheelchair in place. But beyond that, everyone gets the same pod.
That is entirely possible. And it's actually been proposed several times. Toyota at CES a few years ago, it was this box on wheels that you could configure to do whatever you want, whether it's public transportation or autonomous deliveries or transforming it into a food truck or a DJ station or whatever you can think of to put inside of a rolling box. And that is a blank canvas for anyone to work with, whether they need accessibility or not.
So if we're not doing that, is it an assumption that people won't want to buy that? Or is it just a lack of will?
It's hard to say. These blank canvas boxes are certainly being considered. And actually, the Toyota version was supposed to be in action by now because it was slated to make its debut at the Summer Olympics.
How far away are we, though, from being able to put perfect faith in that pod?
I would hope, best case scenario, between 8 and 10 years, that everything will finally come together. We'll have the high-speed networks, we'll have the processing power in cars, and we'll have all those sensors built into the vehicles that need them.
It sounds like you're saying companies really could. They could reset cars. They certainly could create a blank canvas that would be accessible for all instead of trying to bolt on features after the fact. Why wouldn't they?
Well, cars have a lot of personality. And for some people, it tells other people what they want that car to represent them as. So if we have a blank slate box on wheels, it doesn't exactly have a lot of personality, not in its base form at least. So there's still this idea that, you know, a vehicle should say something about its owner.
Right. For Haben Girma's sake, I'm going to say, get some bumper stickers.
Exactly.
Mark Takahashi works for Edmunds, an auto research site. Our own Kimberly Adams hosted the week-long kickoff to this coverage. Find all those stories at marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. We've got a link to our interview with Haben Girma at marketplacetech.org. And you heard Mark Takahashi mention Google's original pod design. Sad news on that front. That little pod, which was adorable, by the way, was called the Firefly, and Google killed it in 2017. It now uses regular old cars to test its self-driving tech. Also at our website, a link to a white paper from 2017 by the Ruderman Family Foundation that makes a strong economic case for including the disabled in autonomous car design. The research shows it would open up job opportunities for up to 2 million people and save something like $19 billion a year in healthcare costs because seniors and people with disabilities could get reliable access to doctor's appointments and medical care. The Department of Transportation says more than 25 million people have some kind of disability that makes it difficult to leave home. That can lead to isolation and even death because of that absence of medical care that I mentioned. And while this is a design problem, it actually could be a policy question. Congress has been grappling with how to regulate autonomous cars in all kinds of ways. Do they need a human driver? Where can they drive? Should they have brakes or a steering wheel? If the Americans with Disabilities Act regulates building and construction design, couldn't regulators also have a say in making driverless cars accessible for all? And don't worry, listen, I'm a car person, but I'm totally game to get one in bright red or put a spoiler on it if I really need to show my identity on the road too. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.